Panic stations, people, it's the highest ever vulnerability score in .NET's history. Yeah, it's been open for a week. Let's take a look. Okay, here's the sorry GitHub thread where we've discussed it. Just to put things into perspective, all right? The Log4j thing was so bad it made BBC News. Okay, BBC News. All right. 3 days ago, GitHub, sorry, Microsoft have decided to pay for a professionally shot
Witnessed,
documentary
and then I talk
by
with some.
these lovely
I
people
will
in it
play with you.
about how scary the Log4j, Log4Shell vulnerability was. Now, to put things into perspective, that was a 10.0 score. Okay, 10.0. This one that has just been announced by Microsoft is 9.9. 9.9. Now, because they've published this as a 9.9, and Barry Doran's explanation is at the top of this thread, which I will link in the description. Okay, there's going to be lots and lots of awkward conversations this week all over the world, and they'll look a little bit like this. This is happening everywhere this week. Okay, you've got Boss Man. He says this new 9.9 score security issue in .NET has just shown up on my super expensive Executive Security Dashboard 3000. Remember the Log4j thing? Yeah. 4 years ago, that was a 10, all right? This seems very close. It sounds scary. Are we vulnerable? And our full stack hero client, remember him from some of the old videos? Yeah. He says, it's okay, boss. The .NET team have released a patch. All right. He thinks that's what he's been told. That's what he's been told. Okay. All right. And then the boss man says, this serious security issue has been in .NET for years and years. How do we know we haven't been hacked already using this? And our poor guy has to say, we don't know. Because what they haven't done is actually tell us how possibly we could have been hacked by this vulnerability that they have published at 9.9. There is no guidance at all from the security team. They just say, we can't give you any guidance, which isn't very helpful. I mean, you could check all of your logs if you've actually kept them. And now Boss Man is super angry, says, I need to know if I've been hacked. It's 9.9. Scary stuff. Request smuggling. I've just read it in Security Week. This sounds scary. And the poor dev who's having to defend .NET now on probably a daily basis. So he just doesn't have a Scooby-Doo, all right? Because he's been given no advice or any guidance at all from the .NET team. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. So I decided for my sins to ask Barry Dorans here some questions. And I asked something like, is the app vulnerable if hosted on IIS with a hosting package? Or does IIS mitigate this? You know, IIS sits in front of your .NET Core app, might be helpful, you know? Maybe it checks validity of the request. Yeah. He says, that's a question for the IIS product group. I cannot speak on their behalf. Okay, Barry. Does Azure Front Door, you know, the WAF that they tell us to put in front of all of our .NET apps on Azure, mitigate this? Does it block it? The answer was, that's a question for the Azure Front Door product group. I cannot speak on their behalf. Thank you very much, Barry. That's super helpful. When will the Azure App Service update their runtime, you know, for to patch it? He says, that's a question for Azure App Service. I cannot speak on their behalf. Thank you, Barry. Will you provide a patch for .NET 6? And the answer, of course, is no. It's end of the line. Considering it hasn't even really been out 4 years, I think this is shocking. But that's a different discussion. Finally, I say, can you provide any concrete examples of the kind of out of the ordinary request processing that might actually cause your application to be vulnerable to this problem? And his response was, as I've said above, no. No. Like Bugs Bunny, no.gif. No. I won't actually try to help. So obviously, if you are a good .NET developer, you use Azure App Service to run your .NET apps. You know, actually, I recommend it. It's really good. So I decided to see a week later. It's been a week now. Yeah, have they actually patched it? Have they patched the big scary 9.9 vulnerability in Azure App Service .NET info to see what it's actually running on this brand new Azure App Service instance, okay, and it's running 8.0.16, which is a vulnerable version of the long-term LTS runtime, okay? Guys, this should be updated the day you publish the vulnerability and the updated version of the .NET runtime. This should be 8 0.0.21 if you want it to be safe. Okay. Now, there is no excuse for this, because bear in mind, it's the same company that will publish the new versions of the model that OpenAI published, right? GPT-5 was available on GitHub Copilot the day they released GPT-5. Okay, so why can't you update the runtime the day the .NET team released the runtime? Yeah, with an important security fix. Okay, now the team have published this blog post. The App Service team is working closely with the .NET team to address a set of issues that have impacted our ability to deliver updates to the .NET runtime versions provided by the platform on Windows. So if you can do new models in GitHub Copilot at the same time, I think that this is more important, right? You need to publish and update the runtime ASAP. Now, they have said that they are working on a patch to the load balancer infrastructure, the front ends, to mitigate the CVE. The patch will protect applications on both Windows and Linux instances. That's cool. But they haven't actually updated the blog to tell us that they're finished with that. So the only thing you can do if you're running .NET on Azure, which you're supposed to do, yeah, is do a self-contained deployment. You've got to compile your app with --, self-contained, and choose a runtime version and hope everything is compatible. You just that's all you can do right now. Now, very kindly, the guys at Hero Devs, who conveniently sell patches for out of support .NET runtimes like .NET 6, yeah, who has a vested interest in making sure that this is as scary as possible, they've published a repository with some code in it that tests to see if your runtime is vulnerable. So let's take a look at that. So here's the example code that the Hero Devs guys published to test if your runtime is vulnerable. Right, it's a nice little console app. So I've got on this machine the vulnerable version of .NET 8 and the patched version of .NET 10 to allow me to run them side by side. So if we run the app here, yeah, the .NET 8 is compiling. Okay, starts the app and it sends off two of these request smuggled requests. Yeah, it's times out. Actually, it takes, I think, like 10 seconds to run. Test one failed. Here we go. Second one's a bit faster. Test one failed. Yeah. There we go. Zero out of two tests passed. Okay. So now let's run it under the patched version of .NET 10. And you should hopefully see that the tests pass. See, look, it's really quick. Test one passed. Test two passed. But what is actually going on? Now, the two tests are as simple as... What is the text inside the exception thrown? Now, Kestrel throws a bad HTTP request exception when it gets this malformed packet, okay? Now, I've altered this. I've tried to actually read the contents of a request without it throwing an exception, and I simply can't get it to work. This doesn't actually demonstrate anything bad happening. This doesn't demonstrate an authorization bypass or a practical example of a security issue in your application that could allow you to make the judgment that your application is vulnerable or not. Because you need to know if you've got a panic patch today, okay? Whilst this is a nice example, I'd love to see an example of calling the wrong controller action or something like that. You know, the fact that this throws an exception here, I mean, is fine, right? Doesn't raise alarm bells to me personally. I'm going to try and help here, okay, and trying to explain to people what I think is actually going on with this new request smuggling vulnerability, okay? So imagine you have this malformed request and the delete request here has been smuggled in, hidden within the main request using HTTP chunking. You don't want to know. So the .NET app, in theory, although I can't actually make this happen despite faffing around with a reproduction sample for a very long time, right? We'll split the requests and process them separately, all right? So imagine you've got two controller actions. One is get for a user, which any user can access. You just need a user role, and delete, which needs to be an admin for, okay? Just as an example. If the user role is included as a token in both of these requests, and if you're using an attribute, authorization attribute, on your action, the user role will work for the get, But because the admin role is required for delete, it will reject the request. You'll get a 400, everybody's happy, even though the request has been smuggled, okay? What happens though, if you remove the check, for some reason, you've removed the authorization checks from your application, and for some reason you've decided to move the authorization checks outside your application to something else, like an API gateway or a reverse proxy or some weird pipeline thing that your boss has paid millions of dollars for, okay? In this instance, the authorization checks are happening when the request hits that external gateway, right? So it sees that the request is a GET request for user, checks that the user token is there, and accepts the request. The problem is, because the request was malformed, it's missed the hidden request, the delete thing, which doesn't have a token in it. So it passes this through complete to your .NET app, which has now processed two requests. The problem is it's accepted the delete request because it's just made the assumption that any request that reaches it is valid and is authorized because you've pushed the authorization out somewhere. So this is the only example that I can think of where you would actually be caught up by this, right? And to be honest, it's probably a problem with this weird front end thing that should have picked up the malformed request in the first place. That's what a web application firewall is supposed to do. This is a midwit take by a stupid person, and this is not security advice, okay? Just trying to help. Because it doesn't appear that anybody else is trying to help. So, Barry, just like Barry from Resident Evil and Barry from EastEnders, I'm a big fan of yours, okay? Big fan. But please, please can you communicate better and write a blog post or something that explains what is going on here and gives us some actual advice to see if our application is vulnerable or not, especially when you've actually made it very difficult for us to run the patched runtime on Azure, which is what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, as the head of .NET security, I think your job is also not just to keep .NET secure, but to manage the optics of .NET security. All right, that's my theory. All right, and by making this a 9.9, okay, when nobody knows if they're affected or not, if there was a 7 or an 8, I wouldn't even be making this video. I don't care. Okay, I'd just patch and we'd all do it in time. But because it's a 9.9, the highest ever, this implies that either you are hiding something and you know that this is bigger and more scary than you're letting on, or you're crying wolf. You're crying wolf. And next time we won't listen, sadly. So please, let's improve the communication of what is like almost log4j level scariness, all right? Please write a blog post, Barry, please, begging you. If I've said something wrong in this video, which is highly likely, my videos are full of mistakes, please correct me in the comments, and the best correction I will pin to the top, okay, of the comments. Thank you very much for watching. If you found this cringe, please hit the like button or subscribe. I'll be very happy. Thank you very much. Cheers.